kind of a full service hour going on here at the Voice of the Valley. We're talking Make-A-Wish North Dakota. We're talking Rotary. We're talking our friends at OSPTI. And now we move on to one of our favorite groups here locally. We're talking Kinship. Marie's in from Kinship this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks for coming in. You and I go back a few years, yeah. And it was so great seeing you walk in the door with that trademark smile of yours. And you are now involved with Kinship,
yeah,
which is awesome. What brought you to Kinship's door?
Well, I've always had a passion for working with youth in our community. I come from a history of working at social services, mm-hmm. and I took a few years off to raise my little kids. I have three little kids, and then I just really felt the itch calling to get back into the workforce,
right.
And my husband saw the ad for Kinship that they were hiring, and I jumped on it. So I'm just so excited to be working with kids and being on the prevention side of things compared to the foster care piece of it. So.
Well, definitely, and based on my knowledge, and like I say, you and I go back a few years,
yeah.
They definitely found the right person for the job, definitely.
Oh, thank you, Bill.
Tell me a little bit, and for those that don't know, what is Kinship all about specifically?
Okay, so Richland Wilkin Kinship is a youth mentoring program. We facilitate three main programs. We have one-on-one youth mentoring where either a couple or an adult or a family can mentor a youth in need. Parents sign kids up when they recognize the need and the positive impact that a mentor can have for
right.
a child. And so we take volunteer mentors, we screen them, train them, and prepare them to be matched with a youth. And so once they're matched, they can kind of hang out and just develop that relationship.
Is that a long process, Marie, getting matched up?
I suppose it depends.
Yeah, it depends.
So we have kids on our waiting list. We pretty much always have kids on our waiting list. But we would love to flip that and have mentors waiting for children to be matched or waiting for those kids. So it just depends. So some kids right now we have about 10?
19.
Okay. 19 on our waiting list, and that can fluctuate. So we need
10?
Yeah.
Rebecca in her running shoes, by the way, because Rebecca always comes running in. So Rebecca in her running shoes just showed up from Kinship. Step up to the mic here so we can hear you, young lady. Good morning.
Hi, guys.
What's going on?
So
we're excited.
You should be excited.
Giving Hearts Day coming up.
You got Giving Hearts Day coming up, and you got Marie working for you.
And I have Marie.
I'll tell you what.
Wonderful.
She is amazing. So Giving Hearts Day, and people thinking, yeah, Kinship sounds like a pretty good bet.
You know,
what can they do to donate?
Kinship is a great thing to donate to, a great thing to invest in.
Mm-hmm.
Because honestly, it's the best money you can put into prevention.
Yeah.
It's been proven. So we love Kinship. So Giving Hearts Day, mm-hmm. you can actually give early. You can give even now because
yeah.
we can already submit checks. You can do planned giving. So you can go online, mm-hmm. givingheartsday.org, and you can so there is a specific thing for Kinship, but you can go to givingheartsday.org and look for Kinship.
Okay.
Richland Wilkin Kinship.
Got it. Mm-hmm.
And then you can either do planned giving. You can give on February 9th. You can, you know, send us a check. You can come down to Hughes Shelter. We'll be there the entire day. A lot of local nonprofits.
Yeah.
So you can come visit with us all, find out about our programs, have coffee and caramel rolls, or you can buy our Giving Hearts Day earrings.
You got Giving Hearts Day earrings?
We do.
That's something new.
We're unique.
You are unique and very, very creative.
I know, because we have Julie Carlson.
Right?
Yeah.
Let me ask you both this. If you could sum up the most fulfilling thing about being in Kinship to both of you, what would it be?
You want me to start?
Yeah, go for it.
For me, it's the stories.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the times that I have a parent just, you know, no planning, just kind of start telling me what it's done for their child and how they could never thank the mentor enough, or, you know, just those spontaneous moments. Mm-hmm. Or the kid who says something like, before I had a mentor, I was a half a person, now I'm a whole. I felt like I was a half, now I'm a whole. I mean, right. things that are spontaneous, that are unplanned, that just really show the value mm-hmm. of what the mentors are are doing.
How does that make you feel when you see that development in a kid?
It makes you go, what we're doing is worth it.
Right. Yeah.
Like this is why we're in this. This is why we're here.
Right.
Yeah.
Angels among us. That's what I always say. Yeah. You know. How about for you, Marie?
For me, so I'm new to Kinship, but one of the things you can see, if you go check us out on Facebook or our website or Instagram, you get to see all those smiling faces from those kids, and it is just heartwarming.
Right.
So we had our sledding and skating party in January where all the mentors and kids or the waiting kids can come with their families, and they get to go skating and sledding for the evening and have hot cocoa and play games at the community center. And there was just so much joy and so many smiles and so many laughs. And you get to see those connections those youth have with their mentors. And it's just so heartwarming
I think with a lot of people, when they look at Kinship, it's like, you know, it scares me to think where these kids could have gone had they not had that direction and had they not had that mentorship.
And Bill, I love that question because I could ask you the same thing. Like, we all have had mentors in our lives, and we all need mentors. Every single kid needs mentors, not just Kinship kids are just really kids that are lacking a network of support, and their parents are being intentional.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying, hey, my kid is lacking this natural network, so I'm going to be intentional. I'm going to go through a formal, you know, mentoring agency. But we all needed mentors. We all had them, right?
Right.
Hopefully, in one, like, at least one out of three kids, they're saying, are growing up without mentors. And that is hard for me to even comprehend because I look back and I'm like, well, okay, maybe like I had a really influential person at Bible camp. She was my counselor and it was only for Sunday to Sunday, but she influenced me.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Or I had a gal, you know, at my church who always, she played the piano while we sang and she just believed in us and we were like, probably sounded like chickens, but she made us sound like we were $1 million, right?
Right.
Like she invested in us. Like there, I just can look back at teachers, you know, certain teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you were in sports, maybe certain coaches, or if you were in 4-H or Cub Scouts. But some kids, like a lot of these kids are the ones that are just not in a lot of things.
Yeah.
Maybe our world is very mobile nowadays. And so people are moving into a community where they know nobody. They have no family. And especially, let's say you're a single parent, like you are doing your best. But if you're working and you don't have that community and that those connections.
That is so important. That is a great point.
No, it's true. It's true. A lot of these people, and that's why I always say, Kinship families are great families because they are recognizing that and they're coming to us and saying, this is a voluntary program, right? So they're saying, my kid needs support. We need a mentor in their life. And so I love it because I could ask that to every single one of you. Where would you be without the mentors that you had?
Oh, yeah. Scary. And, you know, the thing is, I had mentors within my family.
Yes.
I had family members that influenced me in the things that I do, even talking on the radio. Yes. I had family members that did that before I did. So it was like, yeah, I'm going to do that. But like you said, if you don't have that structure and if there's not that support system, here comes Kinship.
Exactly.
To take these kids on to bigger and better things. And you have got some amazing success stories over there. You got to feel good when you look back on it.
No, it's true. I mean, obviously, you know, sometimes you don't always see the fruits of your labor.
Mm-hmm.
I always say it's like raising kids. Sometimes you feel like you're maybe hitting your head against the wall. You can't promise that it's always going to be easy and fun and you see everything.
Sure.
But sometimes the kids are just, however, okay, I better finish that thought. But whatever you're investing in them is making a difference.
Yeah.
And
right.
Sometimes you don't see it or recognize the real difference it's made until later. And we've definitely got those stories where the mentor didn't really feel like they were making a huge difference. Down the road, you know, I interviewed one gal and the mentor's like, yeah, I don't know. And she was like, I ran into this gal several years later and I said, do you feel like it made a difference for you to have your mentor? And she goes, no, it didn't make a difference. She goes, it made the difference.
Right.
She said, I didn't know there was another way to live.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I did not know. This is all I knew, right?
Right.
So she said, she showed me another way to live. And when I got out of my house and I had my own choices, she said, I did things completely different because, you know,
because of that influence,
exactly.
Because of that structure.
Yeah.
Boy, that is so important.
Sometimes kids are just ripe for it, mm-hmm. and you just see them blossom.
Right.
And that's
yeah.
super cool.
So two things as we wrap it up here. Number one, if people are listening to this and they go, you know what? Talk about purpose. Kinship volunteers. How does somebody volunteer to be a kinship mentor?
I'm going to let Marie.
Yeah, you can come on in. Just call Rebecca or I. Come on in and fill out an application. We have the one-on-one youth mentoring. We have lunch buddies mentoring, which you can go to the elementary school on your on the kids' lunch break and just have lunch with them, play a game with them once every other week, or yeah, twice a month. So there's a little application. We do background check screening just to ensure safety of the kids.
Right.
And then we sit down and get to know the volunteer so that we can know your interests. And then we can match you up with a youth that also has common interests. So, yeah, just come on in and talk to us.
All right. And then Giving Hearts Day, second question. That's a week from tomorrow.
February 9th.
And that's going on at Hughes Shelter
yeah,
with you guys.
We will
okay.
be at Hughes Shelter with a bunch of other nonprofits from right. our community. Come down for caramel rolls and coffee.
Yes.
And earrings.
Certainly, if you can't make it down, you can give online.
Yes.
Right.
There's also earrings at three different places.
I love Julie
Carlson is our board member, and she's amazing. And okay. she's made over 200 pair of Giving Hearts earrings. Also great for Valentine's Day. She's yes. got them at Dakota Coffee, Heritage Hallmark, and Breckenridge Drug, and thank you to those businesses
yeah.
also
absolutely.
For allowing us
absolutely.
Because 100% of those earrings, how common is that where 100% goes to kinship? So
yeah.
amazing Julie Carlson, of yeah. course, our own Jules, and then those businesses, thank you. But yeah, if mentoring's not your jam, it's okay. There's a lot of good things
right.
in the world, right?
Yes.
There's a ton of good things to invest in. But you can also invest in us financially and support mentoring that way. So Giving Hearts Day is the perfect time to do that. We're a nonprofit. We get nothing that we don't raise,
yeah.
right?
Yes.
So that's, you know, and we'd love to spend more time, you know, supporting the matches and doing cool things rather than raising money. So we would love for this to be a fabulous fundraiser for us.
Awesome. Always great having you guys in here from Kinship. You're so passionate about it. Keep up the great work. Have a great Giving Hearts Day
thank
next
you,
Thursday.
Bill.
And stop back in anytime, okay?
Thank you so much for having
you
me.
Bet.
Thank you.
951 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Join me, Steve Yurnas, for all of your regional news right here on your Voice of the Valley, KBMW, 1450 AM.